You are listening to 91.5 FM. WMIE.
Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE.
All right, let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6. Engaging in the far field. Engaging in a far field. So we're talking about this morning, what do you do? How do we do this evangelism thing that we're hearing is so important? Far in the field. Okay, so here we are in 1 Samuel chapter 30, beginning at verse 6. So now they're coming back to Ziklag, and they're finding out that the city was burned with fire, David and his people, that their families were taken captive, and that their stuff was stolen. So they were out on an assignment. They come back to Ziklag, and everything's flipped upside down. The city's burned with fire. Their wives, their children are taken captive. All their stuff has been stolen, and here they are. Verse 6. Now David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and his daughters. But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. So David was with them. He wasn't in Ziklag. They're looking at David like, what you let happen? Well, David was with them, leading them in the battlefield. His job wasn't to stand there and to protect Ziklag. So they're looking at him now. They want to stone him. They're putting it all on him because he's the leader. And a lot of times we put everything on the leader, not realizing the growth comes from the bottom. Anybody went into your yard yet after the freeze and had to start getting rid of all which turned brown and all which froze? Did anybody go out there yet? Do you know where the new growth is? On the bottom. The new growth to everything that got ate up by that freeze is on the bottom. And so often we put unreasonable expectations on the point man, the pastor. Oh, the pastor's supposed to grow the church. The growth comes from the bottom. The new life comes from the bottom. So they're putting all this on David. It's so bad that they want to stone him. So what does David do? He strengthens himself in the Lord. They're turning all their hurt and their anger against David because he's the leader, but David strengthens himself in the Lord. Verse 7, then David said to Abiathar the priest, Amalek's son, please bring the ephod here to me. So he seeks God. And Abiathar brought the ephod to David. So David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for you shall surely overtake them and without fail recover all. Now the Lord said, you. Well, who is you? Who wasn't David by himself? You was not David by himself. You was not David by himself. We got to get this because we all have a part in what is transpiring here. The right pursuit, the right attitude, and the right love. So God said, okay, your pursuit is right. Go ahead. You shall surely overtake them. Without fail, you shall recover all. And who is you. We're going to see who you is, because you wasn't David all by himself. And we put too much demand on certain people in positions of leadership and think everything is on them. It's not. It's on all of us together. Verse 9, who is you? So David went. So who is you? He and the 600 men. When God said, you shall pursue, you shall overtake them, and surely you will recover all, it wasn't for David to do alone. And it wasn't for David to benefit from alone. So David, he gets his 600 men with him, and they come now to the brook Besor, where those stayed who were left behind. Verse 10, but David pursued, he and 400 men, for 200 stayed behind, who were so weary they could not cross the brook Besor. Now, there's 600 men. 600 men giving 100%. 200's 100% got them to this place. The other 400's 100% got them further. But everybody gave their 100%. Everybody gave their 100% of ability. Everybody gave their 100% of strength. Everybody gave their 100% of resources. Everybody gave their 100% of effort. Each and every one of them gave 100%. Some people's 100% took them to here, and other people's 100% took them to here. But everybody gave their 100%. Verse 11. And they found an Egyptian in the field and brought him to David. And they gave him bread, and he ate. And they let him drink water. And they gave him a piece of a cake of figs and two clusters of raisins. So when he had eaten, now he was hungry. That was a lot of food he just ate. When he had eaten, his strength came back to him. For he had eaten no bread nor drunk water for 3 days and three nights. Then David said to him, to whom do you belong and where are you from? David did not engage him in this conversation to conversion. He didn't engage him in this conversation to conversion until after he met his physical needs. Until after he showed, I care about you. He showed him first that he cared about him. Verse 13, then David said to him, to whom do you belong and where are you from? And he said, I am a young man from Egypt, servant of an Amalekite, and my master left me behind. Because 3 days ago, I fell sick. So he's saying, my master, who I served, didn't care about me. He left me here when I fell sick. But here you came with your great care. For 3 days, I didn't eat, I didn't drink. But you came and you brought me what I needed. You showed me care and compassion. You fed me with my master who I served day and night. My master who I was working on his behalf. He just left me when I fell sick. But you came with your compassion and you came with your care. You ever had to tell your kids? Mm-mm. Man, they're not your friends. You see it. You know they're not your friends. Why are they not your friend? Because they are not leading you in a manner worthy of the calling or the value that God has on your life. So that's not your friend. You think that's your friend. That's not your friend. A friend don't lead you like that. A friend don't set you out on Front Street like that. A friend don't do those things. So this guy, this Egyptian in the far country, he had this revelation. I served under bondage. This person didn't even care about me. But now here comes David with his care. And through his conversation now, it leads to conversion. Verse 14, we made an invasion. He's telling it all now. The Egyptian far in the field. He's telling it all. We made an invasion. of the southern area of the Shathrites in the territory which belongs to Judah, and of the southern area of Caleb, and we burned Ziklag with fire. He's confessing, but he's not threatened. He told David, you burned his city by fire. You just told David that you're part of the group that came and took his wives captive. But he doesn't feel condemnation because he feels the care. He experienced the care, so he's not condemned. Just like the woman at the well, she went out and she said, I met a man, he told me everything I ever did. All the bad stuff she did. He didn't tell her no good stuff that she did. He told her all the bad stuff that she did, and she's ready to yell it on the rooftop. I met a man who told me all I ever did. So there was no condemnation in the care and in the compassion that was expressed. So this Egyptian that was far in the field, he ends up now being the greatest asset to David's recovery. Verse 15, and David said to him, can you take me down to this troop? So he said, swear to me by God that you will neither kill me nor deliver me into the hands of my master, and I will take you down to this troop. So he said, to be converted, I need assurance of the strength of your God. To be converted, I need assurance of the strength of your God. That's why we need to be the walking testimony that we are called to be. We're ambassadors for Christ Jesus in the earth. So we have to walk worthy of the call. To be converted, I need assurance of the strength of your God. That's the power of the testimony, having a real relationship with the Lord before we go out and try to fake the funk and be like the seven sons of Sceva. Verse 16, and when he had brought him down, and they were spread out over all the land, eating and drinking and dancing because of all the great spoil which they had taken from the land of the Philistines and from the land of Judah. Then David attacked them from twilight until the evening of the next day. Not a man of them escaped except 400 young men who rode on camels and fled. So David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away. And David rescued his two wives, and nothing of theirs was lacking, either small or great, sons or daughters, spoil or anything which they had taken from them. David recovered all.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the living word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You are more beautiful than anyone ever. Every day you're the same. You never change, no, never.